Tell us about the origin of Pissed Off Panda
hate story. The origin of Pissed Off Panda hate story takes place in Frankenstein number one. Frankenstein's always leaving you in stitches. That's what I've been trying to do. And this is a true-ish story, and the reason it's true-ish is because it takes from real true stories and true events that took place in my real life, and I kind of turn them with a little non-fiction, plus some fiction, plus some fun, and all this stuff to make one good story of how I really invented the cartoon character of Pissed Off Panda.
Okay, it kind of sounds like, from where you come, it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm meets, like, you and a panda.
Yeah, not bad. It's not bad. It was based on one day I woke up and I was driving to the beach and I was sitting around. I was heartbroken about a girl and I was sitting around there thinking about what to do and a plane flew overhead and I'm like, you know what? To heck with this. And I was living on Long Island and I got on a plane that morning, drove all the way to the airport, said to heck with it, jumped in a plane, flew all the way across the country, wound up a few weeks later also in California, wound up at the San Diego Zoo, and there I was and I saw in the gift shop this goofy little panda bear and I picked it up right off the spot and said, look at this one, he looks different, because he was sitting there and a bunch of other pandas looked a little different. I said, he's pissed off, he doesn't want to be here, it's Pissed Off Panda. And right from there started doodling and drawing and turned it into a cartoon character. That was 8 years ago.
Okay, so you want to just describe the art style? I mean, from what I'm seeing, you got a little bit like of Eric Powell in you, which is great. And it's got some of that anime look to it as well. So let's just talk about your art style.
Absolutely. I like to do it in a classic kind of cartooning style. I mix cartoons with photographs in this book because I figure with the true story, you got to have evidence. So the way I do it, I figure it's kind of a classic Looney Tunes style with a little bit of a, I don't know, more of a graphic up-to-date, you know, anime style look, like you were kind of saying, especially with the eyeballs and the expressions. So I do that, and then, you know, from there, it's all drawn, inked, and everything by hand. I digitally color it on the computer. I do it all by myself, obviously.
One-man band, there you go.
Yeah, I know. That's what you got to do. You got to be the one-man band. It's true. It's true. And, you know, I just use as much as I can as far as Photoshop is concerned and do it all like that. And put together a pretty goddamn good book as far as I'm concerned. It's 24 pages, but it's packed with 48 pages of words. Because writing it, I think, was the hardest part.
Okay, so what do you think the future of the series is right now? Is this just released, the first issue?
This is just released. This is my fourth comic convention, so this is the fourth one. It's been available at New York Comic Con in October, Mocha, and Icon. So now this will be the fourth one here at Big Apple Con. So I'm pretty pumped. The series is going to continue where the next book is the kind of the origin story of my character. And then the book after that is the origin story of Pissed Off Panda's good friend Pig Venus. You'll love every inch of him. So that's the third book. From there, it gets on to where we end up moving across the country and then kind of picking up from where that's where book four will kind of wrap up the first story arc. And then that's going to set the foundation for just kind of meeting the rest of the cast of characters that are going to come along down the line. Basically, this has been my life's dream, and I only just got it finally started, so I'm never going to stop. So the Frankenstein universe and Frankenstein comics are going to continue from one to infinity as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so if someone is really interested in the series and they want more information, where can they go?
I would go to frankenstein.com. We just launched the website this week, finally. So frankenstein.com, it's frankenstylin.com. And you can pick up the comic book also on my eBay store, which is basically Frankenstylin as well. You can Google Frankenstylin, then correct Google and say, no, I did not mean Frankenstein, and continue to search for me and Pissed Off Panda. IndiePlanet.com is also where you can pick up the very first issue of Frankenstylin, The Origin of Pissed Off Panda, a hate story.